Now, Brother Luke McFadden, a substitute circuit overseer from the White Court Congregation, will present the next part of this symposium, Courage Weakeners versus Courage Strengtheners, Bad Associations versus Good Associations.
How can bad associations weaken our courage? And who may be included in bad association? As we watch the following dramatization, please take notice of how bad associations may involve family members.
Mom, dinner was very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, it really is good to see you all.
5 years is a long time.
It is. When Dad told me you were coming, I couldn't wait to see you. I have gifts.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What? This is the latest model. Thanks, Uncle Jackson.
You're welcome.
Wow, this is very...
Professional.
Professional.
I want you to come work for me.
I don't know what to say.
I just want to help. So let me. It's entry level, but with benefits and bonuses.
What are the hours? Anything like yours?
Not as intense, but full time. Weekends, evenings too. But you'll be able to save money. Buy a home. Got a job for you too. You can even buy a car. And anytime you want to come to the agency, it's open. We'll make it a family business. This is work. Excuse me.
Leah has a decision to make. She needs a job, but this job comes with spiritual danger. Evening and weekend overtime that would impact her spiritual routine, and extra bad association with her worldly brother. If you were in her shoes, what would you do? Bad association can affect our courage because we become like those that we associate with. If we associate with those who lack godly values, it will weaken our determination to do what is right. On the other hand, good association strengthens our courage. Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. This scripture gives us an important principle about association. That's Proverbs 13 and verse 20. It says, "The one walking with the wise will become wise, but the one who has dealings with the stupid will fare badly." Now let's focus on the positive part of that principle. The one walking with the wise will become wise. Now does that scripture still make sense when we input our convention theme into it? It would then read, "The one walking with the courageous will become courageous." Well, yes, that absolutely makes sense. David's life illustrates that for us. He was a courageous man, but he surrounded himself with courageous servants of Jehovah as his friends. Can you think of an example of one of David's friends who was courageous? Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 23, and let's see if we're thinking of the same example. 1 Samuel chapter 23. Just to set the scene, if you look at verse 16, you can see that we're going to talk about Jonathan in a minute, David's loyal friend. Just to set the context, though, David is on the run from King Saul, who is trying to kill him. Jonathan, though, has not taken his father's side in this issue and comes to give support to David, to encourage him. Now, as we read verse 16, notice the impact that Jonathan's visit has on David. It says, "Jonathan, the son of Saul, now went out to David at Horesh, and he helped him find strength in Jehovah." Did you notice how Jonathan's courage affected David? The end of the verse told us that Jonathan helped David to find strength in Jehovah. He built up his courage. Look at Jonathan's inspiring words in verse 17. He tells his young friend, "Do not be afraid. You will be king over Israel." No doubt, this visit helped to build up David's courage. There's another reason, though, for us to take courage when we have good association. It's not just their association, but it's about our relationship with Jehovah. Think of it this way. Jehovah cares very much about whom he associates with, and he expects us to care too. So if we have good association, that helps us to have a strong relationship with Jehovah. When we have a strong relationship with Jehovah, we can take courage, because we have total confidence in Jehovah's ability to help us deal with any situation. So when we have good association, our courage rises. Then that builds our confidence that we have a good relationship with Jehovah, and that brings our courage up even more. David was someone who had great association, and he had a wonderful relationship with Jehovah. Therefore, what was his confidence in Jehovah? Please turn with me to Psalm 27, and in this talk we'll read verse 5 of that psalm. As we read this verse together, friends, please take notice of the confidence that David had in Jehovah. He says, "For he will hide me in his shelter on the day of calamity. He will conceal me in the secret place of his tent. High on a rock, he will place me." David here talks about three different scenarios. He paints three different mental pictures of different types of calamity, but makes the same point. Whatever the calamity, he was confident in Jehovah. We can tell that by his wording. Look back with me at the verse. David doesn't say, "For perhaps Jehovah might possibly." No, he says, "He will. He will hide me, he will conceal me, he will place me." So far, friends, we've discussed the fact that we can have courage by means of associating with other courageous servants of Jehovah. And we also gain courage because when we do so, it builds our relationship with Jehovah. Now let's get back to Leah's situation. Let's watch a second dramatization and see how she is helped to guard against bad associations.
Can you two help me with the dishes?
I could use the job, Dad. Would it be so bad to work the extra hours?
I can't make that decision for you. Your brother loves you very much, and he genuinely wants to help. But as you know, he never made the truth his own.
I know.
So you've got to figure out if his offer is worth the cost. Remember, extra hours means extra association. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, "The one walking with the wise will become wise."
Oh yeah, I got you. All right. Hey, look, gotta go. Talk to you later. Leah.
Jackson, I want to thank you for offering to give me a job.
You got it. I'll set up an interview.
But I have to turn it down.
Dad talked to you, didn't he?
This isn't coming from Dad. It's coming from me. I just can't sacrifice spiritual things for material ones. I hope you can understand. Jackson, I love you. We all do. And we want to see you come back and visit us. But please, for my sake, don't promote different goals for the kids when you come. I'm trying hard to help them set spiritual priorities. Okay?
All right.
It's been a while, but come on, give me a hug. You know I'm keeping the bag, right?
Okay.
Leah sets an excellent example of courage. Not only does she turn down a job with spiritual danger, but she speaks to her brother in a tactful but firm way. And in doing so, doesn't just protect her own spirituality, but she was also protecting her children's spirituality as well. So friends, what can we do in the area of association to build our courage? Choose our associates wisely. They will have an impact on us. With that in mind, seek out and take the initiative to cultivate a building friendships with spiritually minded, courageous servants of God. That's what David did, and we can do the same. On the other hand, we must limit our association with those who would have a negative effect on us. This can include family members. We must use caution when deciding how much to associate with relatives who have made it clear that they want nothing to do with the truth. There's some food for thought here, brothers and sisters. Really, we could ask ourselves, why must I associate with someone who doesn't love Jehovah? Why should I? Jehovah is our best friend. He's our best friend. If some in our life have made it clear that they want nothing to do with our best friend, why are we so concerned about being their friend? Parents, you too have the responsibility to arrange wholesome association for your children. The January 15th, 2010 Watchtower had some excellent suggestions, including trying to spend time as a family with full-time servants, inviting our circuit overseer over, and so on. The article reminded us of the excellent effect that Paul had on Timothy. Similarly, full-time servants can have an excellent spiritual impact on your children. Remember, we talked about being courageous by being around those who are courageous. Those in the full-time work are courageous by nature. And so these are excellent, an excellent choice of association for our whole family. Brothers and sisters, we would like you to come away from this talk with one clear point in mind. If we choose associates who are spiritually upbuilding, we will protect and strengthen our courage.